running back ever had five touchdowns in the span of essentially 4 days, 5 days, Sunday to Thursday. I don't know what Trayvon Henderson did yesterday, and I'm playing against him this week, so not a good start for me. What he did was incredible. Now, he ran amazingly well on Sunday in Tampa Bay. Didn't run that well yesterday at home against the Jets. Jets were giving up 4.5 yards per carry heading into this game, because subpar, you know, not awful, but not great. Henderson had a little over 3 yards a carry, but that didn't matter. He looked the part. He was the workhorse. He had over 20 touches for the first time. There's no doubt now that those managers who waited patiently have their guy for the fantasy playoffs. It is possible that Ramondre Stevenson returns and plays a 1B role, because presumably Stevenson is not going to be benched just because Henderson is dominating in fantasy. Stevenson actually has throughout his career, an elite broken tackle rate. He is exceptional at breaking tackles. His advanced metrics along those lines. There aren't many who compare with him in terms of his consistency year after year. Entering last night, Trayvon Henderson had only two broken tackles, one for every roughly 40 carries, which is just about league bottom for any one with at least 30, 40 carries. I'm nitpicking. You know, there's a reason why, or there's many reasons why, they've stuck with Stevenson, even though they drafted he's an early second round draft pick on Henderson with the expectation that Henderson would be their future bell cow, and they still stubbornly, or smartly, depending on how you look at it, stuck with Stevenson for as long as they could till Stevenson got hurt. When Stevenson returns, it'll be very interesting to see whether or not Henderson is a weekly must-start running back. His efficiency should be fine. I think he's averaging about 5 yards a carry, give or take. His catches yesterday were a very positive sign. He had a bunch of catches in college, maybe 70 or something like that, 80. This was the most he's had in a game in the NFL. 5 for 5. That's what you want to see in a must-start fantasy running back. But like I say a lot, talent plus opportunity equals fantasy outcome. And the talent has always been there for Henderson since he was drafted. The question was the opportunity. If I had Stevenson right now and I had Henderson, the hope would be that they just keep Stevenson on ice for as long as possible so that Henderson can continue to be the bell cow. The offense is far more dynamic than I anticipated it would be. The pass attack is incredible. Drake May is the real deal. I did not think that would happen. But there's a lot of mouths to feed in this offense. And yesterday, it all went to Henderson. On Sunday, much of it went to Henderson. What he's done these last 4 or 5 days is similar to what Rico Dowdle did a few weeks ago, just dominating in two straight games. What Henderson did was arguably more impressive as a rookie, but also facing tougher defenses. I think Dowdle crushed Miami and some other soft matchup. I can't remember what it was. If you're in Dynasty right now, of course, Henderson probably has the highest value since week one that he's had in Dynasty, because people can finally see a world where the Patriots decide to trade Ramondre Stevenson, or if he gets hurt next year and the wear and tear. I mean, this is a guy who did not have a lot of touches in college. At a certain point, Stevenson's time in the NFL, I think, will be cut shorter than many people expect. And then Henderson will have 2-3 more years of solid bell cow role. That's kind of the idea. And so in Dynasty, you got to be pretty happy right now. I am just cautious, because that's my job, to be cautious about this kind of stuff, that when you see 5 touchdowns across less than a week, there's going to be a little bit of a counterbalance to that at some point. Part of that counterbalance is when Stevenson returns. Part of that counterbalance is more work by Drake May through the air. They played a Jets team that really was overmatched, and I think the Patriots played down to their level to some degree. But there will be tougher games ahead, and it's not going to be a smooth sailing for Henderson. That said, the lesson learned here, as it has been for many years, is that when you have a talented rookie, and he is not yet running ahead of the entrenched starter, do not sell low when the rookie doesn't do much in the first half of the season. And it doesn't mean that if Stevenson had stayed healthy, that Henderson still wouldn't have broken through. It's possible that he could have. But these things sometimes happen. All it takes is one game. We saw that when Chuba Hubbard got hurt and Rico Dowdle took over. One game, essentially, or two, Dowdle is in control. We've seen that in other circumstances as well. In this case, Henderson got what fantasy managers needed. Now the question becomes, you can't just sit back and say, this is great. Henderson is my 18, 24, 28 plus point running back. It's not that easy. I think that you take the points, you take what might be a win for many of you who have Henderson, and then you hope that in the fantasy playoffs, he's still getting 16, 18 plus touches a game. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. See you tomorrow.